I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Russia says it pulled most of its troops from Georgia last week, but that has not eased tensions in the former Soviet republic. Today, the Russian parliament took a stand. Lawmakers in both houses of the Duma urged Russia's president to recognize the independence of Abkhazia and South Ossetia. Those are two breakaway regions of Georgia. They are at the core of the conflict with Moscow. Also today, the White House upped the ante by announcing that Vice President Dick Cheney will travel to Georgia next week. The World's Katie Clark has more.
The White House says Vice President Cheney's trip was in the works before war erupted in Georgia earlier this month. But recent events have significantly raised the profile of the vice president's visit. A White House spokesman said today that the administration feels it's important to have Mr. Cheney, quote, consult with allies in the region on our common security interests. The vice president's office described Mr. Cheney's mission in equally broad terms, but it's also spoken about how Russia's aggression toward Georgia must not go unanswered. Georgia's president today condemned the Duma's vote in support of independence for Abkhazia and South Ossetia. Mikhail Saakashvili said the move posed a challenge for the world community and was as unjustified as the Nazi occupation of Europe. Germany today called on Russia's president not to recognize Georgia's two breakaway provinces as independent nations, and Britain warned that such recognition would stoke tensions in the Caucasus. If the Kremlin backs independence, the two regions could then apply for recognition by the UN. Sabina Fischer is with the European Union Institute for Security Studies in Paris. She says today's Duma vote isn't likely to go as far as the UN, let alone the Kremlin.
The Russian parliament has called for the recognition of Abkhazian and South Ossetian independence several times already, and the government did not follow through on it. I mean, the consequences for Russia on the international level would be very serious. And I think maybe it is wishful thinking, but I still think that political forces in Russia are aware of these consequences and will not do this.
At the same time, Georgia's hopes of pulling the country together into one happy union also appears to be wishful thinking. Lincoln Mitchell teaches international politics at Columbia University.
One of the negative results of the Georgian government's decision to go into South Ossetia on August 7th was that this really pushed both the Abkhaz and South Ossetians away from Georgia, heightened their fear of Georgia. So to a little bit of extent, these two places both see themselves as caught between a rock and a hard place, Georgia and Russia. But right now, the recent events have made them a little more comfortable with Russia.
Both Abkhazia and South Ossetia have had de facto independence since the early 1990s. In that time, they've enjoyed Russian economic and diplomatic support, as well as military protection. Mitchell argues things wouldn't be much different if one or both regions were to gain their independence.
Recognizing the independence of a region that has been, in some extent, part of Russia for at least half a decade isn't a great status change, right? I mean, these places are already dependent on Russia for their autonomy. So recognizing that, whilst it sends more of a message than changes actual facts on the ground.
Going ahead with recognition of Georgia's breakaway provinces carries big risks for Russia, though. Among the possible consequences is that NATO could terminate any cooperation with Moscow. That doesn't seem to concern Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. He suggested today that such a move by NATO would not overly concern Russia. For The World, this is Katie Clark.